You know, I can't say that I've talked to the Californians about that in terms of the climate and the winters here. You know, certainly winters are different than the winters in California. We've got snow here. We also know how to deal with snow here. You know, we talk to people who have snowstorms in environments where that's unusual and traffic comes to a halt and people wonder, hey, how am I going to get my milk delivered? Well, we just remove it immediately when snow arrives. And so we've got the equipment and the manpower to deal with it, and we deal with it. It's just a routine part of our lives. As I said, the cattle are not in open barns as they would be in California. They're in enclosed barns. The heat of the animals themselves heats the barn. If you keep if you have a southern exposure, you know, the southern the wind, the sun is in the southern sky, low in the southern sky, so it can admit sunlight, and you've got a little passive solar gain. But it's mostly the animals themselves that keep the barn warm enough, and so it's been fine. Again, I just talked to a Californian this month who opened up this 5,000 cow dairy. It was his second dairy in South Dakota. He opened up a 3,500 cow dairy about 3 years ago, and changed the model a little bit, but not very much. It pretty much reflects the same model. They've got a carousel style parlor. They've got a lounging barn with water beds for the cattle. They had in California a flood system of manure management and manure removal. They instead have gone to a vacuum system where they have this huge vacuum that runs up and down the alleys and vacuums up the manure. But other than that, they've adapted pretty well, and they've liked it well enough to build a second dairy. So I take that as a good sign.